The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And good morning. It is, maybe not as cold as other fall days have been, but we'll have some nice weather out there, nice conversation here on WeFindYourCar.ca, CashForYourCar.ca, Ryan Bonner with you. But more importantly, Vince Uluzzi, he's the man who can and has been for years finding you the vehicle, the pre-owned vehicle that you want. You get to determine what it is, and it's his job to find it for you. And the flip side, CashForYourCar.ca, you have a vehicle, you need money, various situations as to why you need to move that car out of your hands and into somebody else's. Cash for Your Car can do that for you. We'll talk about the whole process. You can always contact Vince anytime to get that whole zero cost, no money down conversation started at 905-875-4925. And as per usual, we have a lot to talk about with Vince. For the uninitiated, good morning, and maybe you can roll through exactly what you can do to help people.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. WeFindYourCar.ca is a sister company to its parent company, Parkway Auto Trade, which is a physical used car dealership out in Milton, Ontario, or right off the 401 highway. But what we've been doing for years, after establishing many great relationships with clients, they would always ask us, hey, can you get us this car or that car? Because it's impossible to stock everything. So, well, we did. We would take the extra time, effort, work, man hours, and search our dealer auctions for the perfect car for our clients. They would still get the great service. They would still get the lowest interest rates, the highest trade-in values, the perfect cars fully reconditioned with new tires and brakes, guaranteed no accidents. But the difference was it was a virtual sale. We would find the car. It could be in Nova Scotia. Send them pictures of it. Give them all the great guarantees we have and buy it and sell it to them based on their behalf, taking out a lot of work for them. And then it just ballooned into something much bigger. Once technology really took over, we were able to do this for everybody, strangers, anybody that listens on this show. If you're looking for a specific car and we can access it through one of our dealer auctions, we'll sell it to you with all the protections in place as if you bought it on our physical lot. And how do we do that? It's simple. We take a very small deposit, $1,000, you get a contract stating that the car has no accidents, no scratches, no dents, no scrapes, fully certified, and it's subject to you inspecting it. So the risk was taken completely out, and the work was taken completely out. And what is the benefit for us? Volume. And volume entails how you can do this and sell cars for low profit margins. We make profit, but we don't have to make a lot on each sale because we sell a lot more. And we also don't have to stock the car in inventory. We don't have to pay for it to be cleaned every week or for advertising dollars, which are huge these days for dealers. So it's a win-win for everybody. It's a great service that we can offer people. As we have done this service for many years, we have had some complications when COVID hit, and due to the unfortunate situation of mass understatement of cars available to the car industry. New cars were back ordered because of computer chips or paint problems or whatever part problems they came up with. And millions of cars worldwide are behind. The manufacturers all thought they were going to be slow when COVID hit. Well, that didn't happen. Business has been great. Business is still great today, even after interest rates have risen, which we're going to get into. The issue we have right now is finding specific cars. There's a massive shortage of vehicles. There will be for many years to come. Why not use our service, the experts? We know this inside out, and we'll always give you the right advice on how to proceed.
And if you want that advice, you can give Vince a call, 905-875-4925. They don't have to give a credit card number, sign over a mortgage, nothing. It doesn't cost anything to talk to you. To start that process. And actually had family and friends listening to the last show, Vince, and you were talking about, different years for pre-owned vehicles might be a better idea to get into and the price point. You also, tap into a knowledge base based on what's going on. You can say, this is the right time to buy. This is the right time to sell. This is the right time to look for this type of vehicle. And that's sort of knowledge that most the average person out there doesn't have connections to.
Correct. And the other issue is, you know, sometimes we can find the car, but the price is way higher than what I want to sell it for, what the client's willing to pay. Like, I'm searching every day for cars for clients, and it's getting easier to find vehicles. The problem is, and why some aren't hearing from me, is if they have a budget of $20,000 to $25,000 and the cars are still bringing $27,000 to $30,000, I can't even put that vehicle in front of them. I'm trying to get that gap where once in a while we're seeing some price drops, but, you know, it's hard to find the specific great car, great condition, great deal. But why not use us, our service, which is free, to try to get you that deal? Cars have come down a bit in price. So even though interest rates have gone up 1% as far as what we've seen, you know, we can offer clients 6.99%. We used to have 5.99% for almost 5 years. So that equates to $20 a month. But we can buy the cars for $1,000 or $2,000 cheaper since the rates have gone up. So it's the same payments. So there's no negativity, and that's why we're still busy. The higher interest rates will definitely slow the economy down in general. But if you need a car, it is not more expensive today than it was months ago. So this is information that we will always give to you. We're not just, you know, a desperate salesperson trying to get a commission on a specific car on a lot when you visit them. We are completely different than everybody else, and it's definitely worth investigating and having your free consultations with us.
Now, you kind of touched on inflation and the state of the industry, and I know you always like to lead off the show in our first little segment here, talking about the state of the auto union. Did you want to bring us more into kind of an understanding of what's going on out there?
Yeah, so the situation for brand new cars hasn't changed. If you drive by most new car dealers, you're going to think that they're out of business because there's no cars parked on their lots. They've sold out completely of their inventories, and they're back-ordered. What that means is when a truckload of cars come in, they're not going to be put on their lot for sale. They've already been accounted for. People have left deposits and will take whatever comes in. That is going to be the situation for a long time. We never thought this was going to happen for a long time, but, you know, everybody said, well, they're going to, you know, the computer chip shortage will get slowly, you know, integrated in. And I've been updating people over the last year and a half saying, hey, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. Unfortunately, the U.S. market is getting 80% of the production. So they might be getting better down there, but we're not here in Canada. And because we're, you know, they're building more cars, there's more computer chips available. Canada is, again, you know, getting the bad end of the stick. I'd like to use the other word, but it angers me, right? Like, why do we have to always get second class citizen to the Southern Americans? You know, it's just not fair. We definitely support the car manufacturers just like they do, but they have 10 times the population. They've got 10 times the dealerships, and in the end, they're going to be treated like first class citizens. So what happens here in Canada? If you don't have new cars that are readily available for sale, people can't trade in their used cars, their trade-ins, until that new car comes in. It's just basically a shortage. It's getting better. I'm letting people know it's not as bad as it was. We're seeing more cars, but there's still a demand on price for those cars because there's still a massive shortage of used cars and new cars, and I don't see it changing for a long time. So if you've been sitting there procrastinating, either put your deposit down and wait for your new car, whether it takes a year, 2 years, or 8 months, because it's not going to get better anytime soon, because I know people are waiting for the deals. The deals are not ready to happen yet. The 0% interest rates are not ready to happen. The $8,000 off for a cash deal, that's not going to happen. It'd be too much of a huge effect even on the used cars, which have gone up in price. So do what's best for you. Buy, you know, a 3-year-old to a 6-year-old used car, or order that new car and wait. And if you have a trade-in, you're going to get, you know, premium money on your trade anyways. So even if you're not getting the great deals on the new cars, you're getting a lot more for your trade-in. So if you have a trade, you're in a great position. It's just like buying a home. If you have a home to sell, you're going to be in a much better position than a first-time home buyer, right? That doesn't have the equity. So cars, definitely not as worth as much as homes. But same thing, if you have a trade-in, go ahead and buy that used car or go ahead and buy that new car because your trade-in is worth premium dollars. So you're overpaying on one end, but you're getting overpaid on your trade, and it's not a negative. If you're a first-time buyer, you got to be diligent. And, you know, I suggest that 3 to 6-year-old used car for first-time buyers.
Hey, listen, if you have any questions, you're listening and you're in a situation and you're not too sure what to do regarding vehicles, personal, and also the commercial side as well. You just heard Vince there.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And that's right. We're talking about the pre-owned vehicular purchasing and selling process. WeFindYourCar.ca, that's the portal, that's the route you want to take. If you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle, I'm on it right now, and I see a chat prompt from Nick Moretti at the your location there, Vince, saying, hey, how can we help you? So you can engage the group that way, or send an email or phone them, and it doesn't cost anything to do any of that and start the conversation about how to get the pre-owned vehicle you want. Good times and bad times. And the flip side too is the cashforyourcar.ca route. You have a vehicle, it's not a rust bucket missing a wheel, but you need to access the cash in that vehicle. Vince, how do you help people through that channel?
Well, with cashforyourcar.ca, we have, you know, a lot of ways of getting you top dollar for your car. In the old days, before technology takes over, you know, a dealership, you visit them, they tell you what they think your car is worth, and it's their money they use, and they buy it from you, and hopefully, you know, for them at the lowest price, and then turn around and sell it for the highest they can get. Well, nowadays, we can do the same volume as we do in volume selling and retailing cars for low profits. Well, we can make low profits with guaranteed buyers and buy a car from somebody. And let me explain, because that might sound confusing. We have access to very large online auction platforms that have taken over the car industry. When you go to buy a brand new car and you have a trade, the days of having that used car manager that came out and looked at it and went and looked at his black books and from his pocket and came up with a value himself based on his gut, his knowledge of the car industry, his experience, a lot of those guys are gone. I'm still one of those guys. Nick is still one of those guys. Karma is still one of those guys. We're old school. We can still do things. But we're using technology to maximize money for our clients. These online auction platforms, which there's a couple big ones, have taken over our world. When you go visit a new car dealer, they now take their smartphone out, not their little black book, and they take pictures of your car, and they upload it to the auction, and they run it for 45 minutes, and every dealer in North America can bid from their laptop. They could be sitting on a beach in Hawaii, and their cell phone gives them a little ping that, you know, GMC Sierra 1500 SLT you were looking for. The technology tells that person there's one online on the online auction right now, and it'll be over in 30 minutes. Get your bids in. And because that person has knowledge of the value already, they can bid while they're sipping on pina coladas. Like, the way people can work in the car industry now has changed. I'm working late hours sometimes watching a movie at home where my phone buzzes and I know I need to, you know, bid on a car for a client. I already have that information saved on my phone, what I can pay up to, and I can just in 5 minutes place some bids, then turn my phone off and go back to my movie. So the great news about technology is if you bring your car to Parkway Auto Trade, our physical location, I'll take pictures of your car, I'll upload it on this auction site, and I'll get you top dollar for your car. And it's not about us trying to steal your car. We're just going to build $500 in profit for us. We don't care what you get. I mean, when I say that, we want you to get the most, but it's not about a game anymore, about us trying to buy it for the lowest, because we want to make sure we don't lose money on it. Well, now these online auction platforms guarantee us a value for 24 hours. So in the end, as confusing as it might sound, if you do visit us here in Milton, make sure to call, make an appointment. I'm here 6 days a week. Nick is here all the time. One of us will assist you. But in the end, we have this great platform to get you top dollar. So if you have a car that you're not barely driving, if you're not using, if you had a kid go away to school, the sad part of estate sales, sometimes there's deaths in families and you have extra cars lying around and they don't know what to do with them. They put them on Auto Trader and no one's calling them. Well, use our service. It's quick. It's easy. You get money on the spot. Our clients have been surprised how fast it is. They visit me, and then the next morning I call them with the final and firm value. They bring it right back and collect their money. We also have a service where we can possibly pick up the vehicle from you if you can't come back a second time. So worst case, you'd only have to visit us once. So cashforyourcar.ca is a unique technological way to get maximum money for your car. I'm protected to get that top dollar for you, and you're protected because you're getting certified funds on the spot. Now, if you owe money on your car, if you have a lien, don't be deterred. We'll pay the bank off first and pay you the difference. There's no complications in dealing with us on this.
Well, and you've seen, you mentioned some of the scenarios where people have to, you know, move that car out of their ownership. The kid had one and they went off to school. Divorce, estate sale, you've seen all these scenarios and you know, you've dealt with the different financial situations as well. You know how this all works. And if you're listening and you have questions about this process with cashforyourcar.ca, you think, hey, I've got something, now might be the time for me to sell this puppy. You can talk to Vince Uluzzi directly. He can give you the idea of what he can do with it, what the value might be. Give us a call. We are live here this morning at 416-870-6400. And Vince, I think people also appreciate the transparency and the whole approach and the whole way you run that that concept, cash for your car.
Yeah, I mean, some dealers don't want to give full information out, but you know, in the end, our listeners can't go on these auction platforms and sell themselves. It'll never be open to the public. It's a dealer only to dealer only transaction. But you can use our service where we're making very little profit, but still getting you that top dollar through these great services. Now, we can also buy cars and just put them in our inventory. If we feel a car is worth more than what we're getting on an auction platform, that just happened the other day with a client with a truck. We were hoping to get so much. We couldn't get it, but we said, hey, we'll still buy it from you. And we'll spend the $1,500 to advertise it. We'll spend another $500 to $1,000 to do the certification. We'll spend the $200 to detail it. And then we'll try to sell it and make our $500 or maybe $1,000 off of our lot. So there's a variety of ways that, you know, we can buy vehicles from people and pay them top dollar. If you're just not using your car today, you might as well cash out and get the top dollar that it's worth. You know, if you want to trade in the car and buy another car from us, you can still get the same top dollar for your trade-in because that's what we would do on a trade. There's a variety of ways of maximizing. You can use our service to find you that car, to get you the lowest price, and then the same service to get you the highest price for your trade-in, and also to get you the lowest interest rate, because some dealers will quote higher interest rates out there right now that the banks are offering. We will always quote you the lowest that we have access to. And I've told the listeners here, 6.99 fixed rate for all the listeners from We Find Your Car. That is a rate I can guarantee today for anybody that buys a vehicle from us through our inventory, which we always have a great inventory here, or through our finding a vehicle for them.
416-870-6400 to give us a shout here and throw your questions Vince's way. And for anybody who's thinking, okay, you know, Vince, I know in a month it's probably a good time for me to get rid of my truck or my car. It's still well looked after, but time for something else, or I'm looking at a completely different model. But I can do this myself. I can pop it onto some website somewhere and handle the whole process and people calling. I think people don't realize how difficult that can be.
Yeah, the private sale is diminishing more and more. People are doing it if you have to do it. I mean, that's the only option. If I, through all my, you know, let's say facilities, offer you $20,000 for your car and you still feel it's worth $25,000, no matter everything that Vince has done for me or anyone else that I've tried, then you have no other option but to sell privately. But it's not easy. There's a lot of scary stuff going on out there. There's a lot of people, you know, there's thefts. I mean, there's carjackings happening like crazy. Like, the last thing I want to do is advertise that I have this beautiful BMW to sale to crazy people that are going to come to my house and carjack me. Like, unfortunately, that wouldn't happen to me personally. I would never sell a car privately for that reason. Even if you don't use our particular service, be very careful now with the private sales, because it's hard, you know, it's hard enough dealing with the fact of making sure no one's following you home, but now you're openly inviting people to your home, and you just don't know who they are, you know. It's a sad world right now, but it's a desperate world. There's a lack of vehicles, and because of that,
times are tough. Yeah,
you know, it's easier for thieves to get top dollar for your cars as well, you know. So be very careful, be diligent, especially if you're going to try sell privately. We highly advise against it. Use our service. It's safe. You're going to get very close to what you probably would have sold it for yourself anyways. And if not, we'll give you advice on what it's worth, but we're still going to tell you, be very careful selling privately in today's world.
Well, if you want to find out, hey, Vince, what's my vehicle worth here today? Give us a shout. We're live, 416-870-6400, and we can jump to the phone calls here, and we'll see if we can help out this individual. But we'll get Jeremy on the line from Toronto. Good morning, Jeremy. What's your question for Vince?
Yeah, just exactly what the gentleman was saying about not wanting to list a car and have people come to my home and stuff like that. That's the whole reasoning why I'm calling. I was left a Alfa Romeo Spider. It body work is a little bit rough, but mechanically it's a good car. I don't fit in it because I'm 6'2", or else I would keep it and do all the body work and paint. It would probably be worth a lot more money if I redid it all. I just don't have the time and patience to do it. What would something like that be worth?
Sorry, you have it. I don't know if I heard you clearly. Was it an older Spider?
87 Spider Veloce.
Yeah, I mean, we don't deal with older vehicles like that. I can list it on the online auction, just so you know. Like those cars are probably, you know, how many kilometers do you have on it? Just curious.
I don't even know. Maybe 150. Who knows?
Yeah. So, well, you know, it could be worth anywhere from $13,000 to $17,000 in the private market, but that's not one of those cars that's going to bring the crazy money on our auction sites, like that are in high demand, like a newer car. You have a specialty older car, and you know, we might get anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 on our auction site for it. So it all depends on what you want, but you might be forced to sell that privately, like I was mentioning, to get, you know, the money you are looking for. If you're looking for the fast cash and you don't want to do it, you know, that's the type of money we're going to get for something like that. Because of its age, right?
I'd be happy with $10,000. I'm sure it'd be worth a lot more once it's fixed up and cleaned up. But
yeah. So, I mean, you can contact me after the show if you want to bring it by. I have no issue running it on our online auction. I have no clue what I'm going to get for that because it's not a car we deal with every day, right? We don't deal with a lot of vehicles that are, let's say, 35 years old. But a car like that, I know what it is. I know what you have. I know a little bit about them. And you never know. We might be able to get you the $10,000. So I'd be willing to try it for you. Just let us know.
Like I said before, if I fit in it comfortably, I'd keep it. But I'm 6'2". I don't fit.
Sure, no problem. Well, good luck to you, my friend, and let us know after the show if you're interested in coming by.
All right.
Thanks for the call there, Jeremy. And you can get in touch with Vince and the team at 905-875-4925 or cashforyourcar.ca, the online option there, to find out more information. And we're still getting your calls in here at 416-870-6400. And hey, there's, you know, a reason why somebody can't hold on to the vehicle. They don't fit in it. Yeah, you hear all these different scenarios, Vince.
To sell your vehicle. But in the end, we're looking to buy vehicles that are, say, 1 to 8 years old at the oldest. Once you get in older cars and specialty cars like the gentleman Jeremy had there, it's a different marketplace. It's a lot, you know, they're nice cars to own. They're little toys that you have and you might drive on a Sunday. But unless it's like a Corvette, which is pretty much the easiest sports car to sell no matter the age, the older cars we just don't do well with on our auction sites because it's not vehicles that you'll see traded much on the Auto Trader or in our industry. But if you got something newer and it doesn't have rust and, you know, it's not 300,000 kilometers, we're looking to buy it. So definitely investigate into our service. You can just email us from our site and we'll give you an idea or a quick phone call to me. We'll always give you a quick idea over the phone what it's worth. You don't even have to drive it down just to get that idea.
That's fantastic. And the address again is cashforyourcar.ca to get started on that journey. Like Jeremy might, who knows, but you can also call 905-875-4925. And we'll talk a bit more about cashforyourcar.ca. You're looking for a pre-owned vehicle, but maybe you're not in the best financial spot right now. Many of us aren't, given the state of the economy, inflation. We'll talk more about that when we come back here. WeFindYourCar.ca with Vince Luzzi on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
Come on in here. It's live on 640 Toronto right now. Ryan Bonner with you here, but more importantly, Vince Uluzzi with WeFindYourCar.ca, finding you the pre-owned vehicle that you are looking for. and cashforyourcar.ca, it's the opposite. You have a vehicle. It works. It's not, you know, 15, 20 years old or rusting and it spots all over the body. But you, for whatever reason, you need to turn it in for cash or trade in. Give Vince a call on that option as well. You can call him anytime, 905-875-4925. But this is your opportunity to connect with Vince and find out, hey, how much could my vehicle be worth? Or, Vince, this is what I'm looking for. Is now the right time to go out there and find it, given the state of the economy? We are taking your calls, 416-870-6400. And much like the weather, I think the forecast is kind of a seesaw temperature range for October. The world is kind of in that stage, and life can throw you curveballs and seesaw. And for that reason, Vince, people might find themselves in different financial situations, but they need a vehicle. And you've helped people in different tough spots. Help smooth out that process.
Yeah, it really does not matter what your credit score is or if you had a bankruptcy or consumer proposal. Things happen in life. The banks know this. It's very common that people don't have A1 credit anymore. There's a lot of people with A1 credit, so I'm not saying that everybody shouldn't have A1 credit. But if you're in the other realm where things have happened, could be health issues, you could have lost your job during the pandemic, you could have gone through a divorce. And unfortunately, these things do happen. Until things get straightened out, we have no choice. If you can't pay your bills, you can't pay your bills until you eventually fix your situation. The banks are very lenient with that, and we have some great, what we call subprime banks, where the penalty is not that bad. You know, you're looking at about $40 or more a month on a finance compared to somebody that has not gone through that same scenario. So if your payment's supposed to be $400 a month and you've gone through a bankruptcy, well, I can probably get you $440 a month or maybe $450 a month for the same vehicle that anyone else could have gotten with their A1 credit. So because the rates sound bad, you know, at 9.99% compared to 6.99%, it really isn't a lot. It doesn't equate to a lot more a month, especially if we make sure we don't go too high on the what we call the cap cost of the vehicle, the selling price of the vehicle. Get something reasonable. These are open loans. The interest is spread out evenly over the whole term. It's not front-end loaded. So if you can make extra payments here and there, you'll even save on interest while reestablishing and rebuilding your credit. There's a lot of pluses to do it. So the quick phone call to me gets you first the payment for the vehicle you want. First, we just talk and just have a consultation on what you need, because in the end, we want to sell you what you need and what that costs. If that cost is affordable for you, then I do a very quick over the phone or through email or through our website online credit application process. It takes literally 3 minutes to do. And then the bank will come back and verify that I can get you that lowest possible rate that they offer. These are big banks offering these rates, which means they're not private lenders. So you're actually getting a positive to your credit score every time you make a payment, especially making them on time again. So the consultations that are free with no pressure, no tactics, not trying to get your money, not trying to get you signed, is unheard of in this industry. Everybody wants you to go in to see them, and they want your deposit, and they want you to sign, because that's the way they know you can't go anywhere else. We don't do it that way. You know, plain and simple.
Lock you in. Yeah. No, and I've been through that experience where they do try to lock you in, get you to slap your money down, and not even likely have the vehicle in stock that you were promised. So it's those safeguards that you have in place to make sure that there is no stress. You're not trying to push people into doing something they may not fully want to do. And again, it doesn't cost anything to start off that process at 905-875-4925 or cashforyourcar.ca if you're looking to sell your vehicle. But we find yourcar.ca to look for the pre-owned vehicle. And we say good morning to Christine. And Christine, let's see if Vince can help you here. What's your question?
Hi there. Hi, Vince. Great show.
Thanks,
Christine. You're welcome. I have a 2014 Hyundai Veloster Turbo Tech package, and I am looking to get rid of that. Can you tell me what it would be worth? I will tell you that the body is in excellent condition. I bought that silly, you know, electronic thing that actually doesn't really do anything, but it does offer some warranty, so I did have under that warranty about $4,400 worth of body work done.
Okay.
So it's very pretty.
Okay, and it's a, sorry, you said a 14 Veloster Turbo with how many kilometers, Christine?
Tech package, yeah. It's got about 230,000.
With the tech package. Sorry, yeah. What were the kilometers?
About 230, maybe 240, somewhere in that.
Okay.
It looks really, I don't drive it much anymore, so.
But you drove it a lot up till now.
Yeah.
It's a bit high mileage for like our world, so it's not going to demand that top dollar. I can give you an idea again. Not that we're advising you to sell privately, but if you're looking to maximize on a private sale, I'm going to say maybe $4,000 or $5,000.
Okay.
It's just the mileage. It's the age and the mileage have caught up with that one. So, and if that's the retail for it, the wholesale is not going to be anywhere near that. So it's not a car that's worth a lot of money to us. Something that's easy to resell. It's worth a few thousand, maybe $3,000 to dealers.
Gotcha. Well, thank you so much.
No problem. Good luck to you, Christine.
Appreciate the call there, Christine. And, while the cashforyourcar.ca route may not be the one to go here, on the other side, though, wefindyourcar.ca may be the option, though, if you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle to replace that. 416-870-6400. Let's get to a couple more calls here. We say good morning to Dan in Toronto. And Dan, what do you have? What's your question for this?
I got a 2015 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited. It's got 188K on it. It's got the big sunroof, and it's got, it's a six cylinder and leather interior, power seats, full jam.
Okay. Again, another vehicle that's older, higher mileage, not exactly like what is going to bring what I call the big dollars. I have no issue helping people like with a value over the call. So I'm not trying to deter people from calling in with this stuff, but this isn't, what the prime product that we still have U.S. buyers buying cars from us. We still have Canadian dealers looking for product. But in this case, this car is worth a lot more than the last caller because it being an SUV and four-wheel drive, even with the higher mileage and the age, I'm still going to put that at around maybe $15,000 is what it would be worth to us. Like, we would still buy something like that from somebody as opposed to the Veloster, which doesn't have much value left at all. But it's probably worth somewhere around the $15,000 mark to us, Dan.
So you'd cut me a check for that?
Yeah, well, what I would have to have you do is quickly bring it here to Milton. We're right off the 401. You'd be here for less than 5 minutes. I would send you home, and in the morning I would give you a final and firm value after I run it on our online auction platform. And we're just trying to make $500 for ourselves. You might get offered a little bit more money or a little bit less. If someone's willing to pay me $17, you'll get a check for $16,500. If someone's willing to pay us $14,500,
sure,
I would offer you $14,000. But it's no obligations. You're not leaving me the vehicle. You're not leaving me an ownership. All you have to do is bring it by and be here 5 minutes or less. I'm very fast. Just make sure you call me before you come in.
Do you have access to something that's like a year old from like a lease, somebody wants to get out of the lease or something like that? Do you handle cars of that nature? Like, if I wanted to get a replacement for that?
That'll be literally impossible because there's no new cars. 1 to 2 year old cars, if you can find them, are the same price as a brand new car. So I can find 1 to 2 year old cars, but the reason why I'm telling people to buy 3 to 6 year old cars right now so that you can get some sort of a discount off of the price.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.
Appreciate the call there, Dan. Thank you very much. Vince, we had a 2014, 2015 year vehicles. The next one, we keep going
we'll
up
keep
the
trying.
Scale.
We'll try.
Hey, we have a 2019 waiting in the wings with Rob. So, Rob, hold on. We'll get to your call. Any other calls when we come back here? Cashforyourcar.ca. Wefindyourcar.ca. 640 Toronto. Hold on.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And Ryan Bonner talking everything pre-owned vehicle and taking your vehicle and selling it to Vince for cash. Depending on what your situation is, you might need to do that. So that's cashforyourcar.ca. And the former is wefindyourcar.ca. You can give Vince a call anytime, 905-875-4925. And we say good morning to Rob in Toronto. Rob, what do you have here for Vince?
Good morning. I have a Genesis G80 3.8 technology 2019, 61,200 kilometers.
Yeah, those are worth pretty big bucks right now. I don't know if you'll feel it's worth big bucks, but 61.
Well, I know they are. Everyone wants this car.
Yeah, it's probably worth somewhere around the $36,000 to $41,000 mark, Rob. I mean, that's a range. We would run it again on our online auction platform if you're actually looking to sell it, and you know whatever we get, we're going to offer you minus $500 for us. So it's something that you can bring by, and hopefully we would get you over $40,000 for. But no guarantees. I would try.
Right. I'll tell you something. It's coming off lease at the end of this month. I've ordered a new one a year ago.
Yes.
And they assure me it's going to be here, if not the last week of October, the first week of November.
Yes.
And I'm sure you probably know, Vince, what the dealer offered me to take it back.
I have no idea what they offered you.
They offered me $28,500.
Yeah, like see, the retail can get up to the $40,000 mark. Sometimes dealers will pay us that, but we might only be able to give you $33,000 to $37,000 after we run the online auction. It's what another dealer is willing to pay us. But the beauty about the platform is they all bid each other up, right?
Dealers have to make money, right? Dealers have to make money.
You'll get more with me, that's for sure. In the end, you'll get a lot more with us, and we're not greedy. So if it all pans out and your new car comes in, get back in touch with me, okay?
Sorry, what's the range again? Repeat it one more time.
The original range, I think personally that hopefully I would be able to cut you a check for $37,000 to $40,000.
Okay, sounds good. I'll be in touch.
Okay, great.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call, Rob. And yeah, definitely get in touch with Vince when the situation is more clear for you. And that's 905-875-4925, or even easier, cashforyourcar.ca. We'll roll on to the next call here. We have John in Toronto. We have a couple of Johns, but this is John, I think, with Mitsubishi. John, how are you doing this morning?
Hi, how's it going?
Good, John. How are you?
Good, thanks. I have a Mitsubishi Outlander. It's a PHV, one of the hybrids. I still owe an amount on it. I'm financing it through Mitsubishi as well. So I'm not sure if that also poses a problem, I wanted to sell it now.
No, that poses no problem at all. So your 18 PHEV, how many kilometers do you have?
79,000.
And is it a GT or SE?
It's an SE.
79. Any accident claims with that car?
No accident claims. And it still has that 10-year diamond warranty that I bought extra on it. So, and I'm sure it's transferable as well.
Yeah. That car is worth somewhere between, I'm going to say, $26,000 and $29,000. What do you owe on it?
About 20.
Yeah, so you got lots of equity there, my friend. So we would pay the bank off first, and you get a check for the difference. It's that simple.
Okay. All right. Great. All right. Be in touch. Yeah.
So I got your eyebrows raised a little bit. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, hope to hear from you again.
Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Thanks for the call there, John. The eyebrows, the old Spock eyebrow raise. Fascinating.
Yeah, I saw it through the phone.
you can feel the vibes washing over you. But that's what the process is all about. Posing the question either on the show here at 416-870-6400 or doing it through cashforyourcar.ca where it's an email eyebrow raise or contact form, or they can give you a shout. 905-875-4925. We have a couple more callers to jump to, Vince, if that works on your end.
As long as I've got 1 minute at the end of the talk real quick, so go for it.
You got it, man. Okay, we have John 1. Let's jump to the other John here and see, John, if Vince can help you. What do you have? Hey, John.
Yes, hi.
Hey John.
I have a 2011 Cadillac. GTS, four-cylinder, 78,000. I was wondering if it would be worth my while to put it on the market.
What kind of Cadillac? Did you say a CTS?
Yes.
Is it a regular CTS or a CTS-V?
It's a CTS-V.
It is a V, and you only have how many kilometers?
78. It's never been driven in the winter at all.
Yeah, I mean, generally, older cars are not worth a lot, but yours still has a lot of value. No, don't hang up. Don't hang up yet. I'm just talking in general. Yeah, that car there is probably worth somewhere around the $35,000 mark.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, because it's still everything original, and then it's never, as I said, it's never driven in the winter.
Yeah.
It's parked now for the winter. So
yeah, you should definitely get in touch with us if you're actually looking to sell it, because I'll get you as much as possible. We might even get you high 30s for that car. It might be 35 to 39,000.
Okay, then that's what I'll do. I'll get in contact with you.
Okay, no problem, John.
Awesome. Thanks for the call there, John, and Tracy and Michael and others. We just ran out of time here. James did call in, Vince. He has an Audi A3. And for him, if he wants to find out the value, what's the best route for him to go?
Yeah, just call us right here at 905-875-4925 or go on wefindyourcar.ca and fill out a form, and you'll hear right back from me within 24 hours. And remember, we're closed on Sundays, so you won't hear from me on Sundays, but today or Monday is when you would hear back from me. We are a full-service dealership located in Milton, Ontario, so if you are looking for vehicles right away, we do stock vehicles. We stock electric cars, sports cars, commercial trucks, big SUVs, small cars. We have Audi A3s like the person calling. So we have a huge variety of vehicles, even some cargo vans right now for those listening. We specialize in commercial trucks and cargo vans when we can. And we do have a great inventory, great pricing too right now. So if you're a contractor or a tradesperson and you need to upgrade a truck, I've got some great deals. Also on the electric cars, we've got as low a price as you're going to see on any electric cars out there, like Nissan Leafs or Chevy Bolts or Chevy Sparks. We have a few of those, a Hyundai Ioniq. You know, we didn't have any for a little while there. Now we've been able to find some good deals. So contact us right away. You can come check out our inventory here in Milton. We're right off the 401 highway, or fill out a form at wefindyourcar.ca, whether you need financing, good credit, bad credit. We do it all, and we'll just buy your car for cash, even if you don't buy a car.
Excellent. Vince, take it easy, and we'll do this again in a couple of weeks, my man.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Excellent. Beautiful. That's cashforyourcar.ca, wefindyourcar.ca, 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.